March 14, Paul's accounting. Philippians chapter 4, verses 14 to 17. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need. Not that I am looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be credited to your account. Acts 16 marks a turning point in Paul's pioneering ministry. Until this time, he has been planting churches in Asia Minor, modern Turkey, but in Acts 16, he has a vision of a man from Macedonia calling for him to come to him. This was a new beginning for Paul. He crosses the Aegean Sea into what is now Greece, and the first church is planted in Philippi. It was the only church to continue supporting Paul financially after he moved further south. Thessalonica was the next main city he visited, seen in Acts chapter 17, verses 1 to 9. And while there, he received financial help from the Philippians. Only when he reached Corinth does he return to tent making to support himself. Using a bookkeeping term, Paul describes how the gift from the church in Philippi means God will credit their account. The picture is of a ledger book with credits on one side and debits on the other. The church had given to Paul. That was a debit. Now, writes Paul, God will himself write in the book on the credit side. You can't outgive God. Giving done with a right heart brings God's reward both here and on earth, and ultimately before the judgment seat of Christ, as in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10.